This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Yeet! Yeet!
Okay. That guy, who's a former guest in studio with his brother.
Yeah, he was.
A long, long time ago.
Oh, I got a belt signed by the Usos.
Just won the 2025 Royal Rumble.
I might scrub Jimmy's name off of it now.
Oh, don't do that to Big Jim. He's not main event Jay. He's Big Jim.
I gotta be honest, man. I know I was gonna work out singles wise, but big push.
He's got a knack. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Charisma, I guess. He got that riz.
How do you figure out that one thing to get you going? Like, I remember asking D'Lo Brown about it, about The Rock, and when they were together, and he's like, man, he just figured it out. I'm like, but what? What is the one thing you figure out?
Confidence, I think, is the majority of it.
Like, does somebody walk up to Jay and say, hey, man, yeet. Just say yeet and do this.
I've been saying that for years.
Like,
yeah, but meaning, like, I'm asking someone if they've had food.
Yeet.
Yeet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeet yet? Yonk too?
Youngry.
All right.
Yeah, that was... I text Fatboy this, but congratulations to Main Event Jay. Not Big Jim. Main Event Jay.
He's good, man. He earned it.
I thought for a second they were going to give it to Cena. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that.
I was kind of hoping. I mean, look, his last one ever, you got to give it to him.
Why?
He's only won two.
Yeah, but he's... I mean... That's to me, that's like Sting shouldn't have won on his last match.
He should have won when they first brought him to the first Mania he'd ever been in. That was just bad
Jesus,
booking.
That was awful. Damn you, Seth freaking Rollins, for ruining the legacy of the Stinger.
Do you think that, you know, Cena maybe had to sign off on that somewhat?
Meaning what?
Like, I feel like he could have pulled and say, look, you know, I want to win it. Like, this is.
But those people in historically are talked about so poorly that I don't think people do that anymore. The creative control stuff, like Hogan would do, and I mean, I'm sure Rock does. I mean, a lot of them probably still do it. Taker and all them.
Kevin Nash back in the day, evidently. Depending on who you ask,
who you talk to. I enjoyed the women's, and Paige, you're gonna be shocked at this because I always say that. I don't enjoy watching women's wrestling usually.
Why?
I don't.
You want to see them hurt.
Yeah. I mean, really. Like, I know that it's wrestling and I know all that stuff, but I still, that their Royal Rumble was better than the men's. And they both were great.
Yeah, it was really good. Just the mix of.
The surprises. Freaking Trish Stratus popping up in there.
Something's taking. Look, I know it's a football stadium. And I don't know if I believe the number, but, you know, I don't know why they'd lie about the number.
He lied about it by 10,000 people. To
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The presser. I mean, they show on one side how many tickets were actually sold. He might have been counting comps. Wow, somebody needs to eat something, Paige.
I am.
Did you hear that? It's like an old dog.
Like growling.
Old dog. Old just dog. The last time.
Sorry.
Feed that thing.
I am.
Chicken. They might have been counting all the participants in the Rumble, too. I mean,
you feel like they had a big walk up, maybe, of like 10,000?
I'm just tired of hearing this is the biggest gate we've ever had. It's like, yes. Yes, everything it costs more now.
Really does.
I get it. It's good, but it was solid. It was really good.
I don't like the way it's set up. You got to have a Titantron, man. I don't like this walking out ground level where I can't see who it is or, you know, what's going on. And
they gave away though themselves when they didn't show the ramp. Before the music would hit, cause it's like Paige, every, how long is it? Every minute, 2 minutes?
Yeah, something like a minute
Someone
and a half, maybe.
Someone new enters the ring, and then you got to deal with them, and it keeps going until 30 hit. And when they would put the camera on the crowd, that told me this is going to be somebody big, because they're going to get the fan reaction on camera versus the actual person coming in.
Yeah.
And that's when it was Charlotte. Who did have blonde hair, though? I'd heard she had went brunette. You got worked by the sheets, brother.
You know how that was going to go, right? Well, you know how it was going to go when they announced that she was going to be in it. And that was a bone of contention for a lot of people.
I was hoping old Becky Lynch was going to come back.
Yeah, I thought it was like a big surprise like that.
And Alexa Bliss, she was back.
That was a surprise, but then I forgot. Like, oh, like when you're too gone, too far out of mind.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind, I forget you were even there. It's like, oh, okay. And she's good, but you're like, it ain't gonna, like, she ain't gonna last. You know who's gonna win it?
Oh yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the Cody and Kevin Owens thing. That was brutal.
God, that ended perfect.
That was like messy, man. Not in like botchy messy, but just like messy of like, God bless y'all are shortening your lives a little bit for this one. Like you're shaving a week or two off your life by now by doing this match. They're going through tables and ladders. I mean, to the point where I was like, is this a real ladder? Because that would have like broke his damn neck. But it was a real ladder because they climbed on it at the end.
You wonder how much is called really on the fly these days. As much as they like to produce it up.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're like, because the way he landed on that ladder was perfect. I'm like, he can't move. It wouldn't be believable if he moved from that like huge crush. I'm like, just stay there.
Well, next time, we don't ever interview announcers, which I don't know why, because that to me would like bring it like on a similar, more level than actually talking to the wrestlers.
Yep.
But I want to ask one, and I want it to be Shivani. That's like one of my, I don't want to say dream interviews, but like one of my mark interviews that I want
to
do.
Yeah, I feel like we can get him now more than we tried to 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. And like I want to ask him, like, did they tell you? I know that they call a lot of it in the ring. They don't know what they're going to do. But if there's a table spot involving the announce team, do they tell them? Or are they in the, under the same guise as the fans, not knowing it's going to come over there? And
I would like to know that, too, because I've heard JR say he never wanted to know a finish to a match, ever, of any of them, because it took away from the call. Like, he wanted to be in that moment, genuinely surprised one way or the other.
Yeah.
Which I guess I can see that. I think that was all a big event now. Like, you knew your Saturday was going to be the Rumble.
I told you that.
And then when it started at 6, I'm like, is this pre-show? No, that was the kickoff of the whole thing.
No, the pre-show started at 4.
Yep.
And I was like, God, who would want to watch that for 2 blame hours?
Just you don't have these pay-per-view restrictions like you had back in the day where you get crunched for time and you miss it. Like, the whole thing's an event. They're just like, go do whatever.
Yeah. This text wants to know if Greenville will ever get a pay-per-view.
We're supposed to.
A PLE. I don't think we ever will.
We had the freaking chamber was supposed to happen. Then.
That's right.
And it got – I forgot what happened.
But that was before TKO and before all that. Like,
yep.
I think
– that's the next – ironically enough, the next pay-per-view or PLE is the chamber. March 1st.
And that was supposed to be here 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
I think a little bit longer, but yeah, it was supposed to be. Something happened where it shifted. Maybe a bigger venue opened up. I can't remember. But yeah, we were supposed to get it. So why we ain't got one?
I don't know, man. But just look at it like when this show started, WWE was playing. And the reason I know this is because we interviewed Iron Sheik the next morning, who was asleep in his car on the campus of Furman University. The WWE played in the gym, essentially the basketball court of Furman.
Timmons Arena.
There we go. God bless.
Nice place.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about that versus, like, freaking the field house. Or not field house, the Luke.
Do you wonder the tie-ins?
Which, that is a beautiful building at night.
It really is.
God, it's pretty.
What color does it light up?
See through the glass?
It looks like a big barn out in the middle of a city. I mean, it's like beautiful.
Seeing his shirt, I'm like, they're going to sell a ton of those. Definitely Colts fans.
With the Colt on there, yeah. Or with the horseshoe.
The YouTube tie-in, how all that works, the way they work that out.
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
That was lame.
You don't like how they went back to it. I thought it was kind of fun with what
I
they
thought
did.
The only thing that would have been a nice, fun payoff there would have been if Trips would have just taken his tie off and just ran out there and done it himself.
I thought about that. I'm like, oh, no, he's got a bad heart still.
Or Hurricane. You know, he's an agent. What if they turn around and Gregory Helms is dressed as the Hurricane?
He's got his...
those funny little moments are great, but...
I thought there'd be more surprises.
They're going after that market too hard. And I know I'm not in that market of knowing who YouTubers... I don't know who IC Speed is. I see his numbers, and I respect that. I just don't... I don't know. Fatboy told me while we were texting that he was a Prime bottle last year.
Yeah, my son told me, like, oh, like, he knew who he was,
okay.
Obviously.
Okay, but, so it's just generational kind of stuff where it's like, all right, you know... People don't know who Cyndi Lauper was back then. Ha ha, so suck it.
Girls just want to have fun.
That's right, daughter.
Right? Well, they were together for a little bit.
Not in a...
Yeah, she and Captain Lou.
In a real way?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
They were an item.
What?
Yeah, man.
I always thought he was playing like her dad in the music video.
Like in the video, but he was like, he was in them
guts. Bull crap.
Look it up, man, I'm telling you.
No,
I was surprised
way.
Too, yeah. I don't know how you would look that up, but, you know.
I'm afraid to.
I wonder if they go to these YouTube guys or whoever, and they're like, you know, how much do you want to do? How involved do you want to be? Because he took some shots.
That spear from Bron Breakker was, like, brutal.
Oh, I knew it was coming, too.
Like, his head hit that mat, like, bam, you're concussed.
Like, I ain't taking a Bron Breakker spear. It ain't happening.
No.
It's just like the little surprises like that I think are pretty cool.
And this text says it sucked. What were we watching? It was the worst one they've seen. I mean, God. Happy Monday.
I mean,
I thought it was solid. I mean, there was...
obviously using the Rumble more so now to get the fresher talent over a little more exposure.
Lyra Valkyrie, I like her. Somebody text, but I like her. She's just too... I like her as a wrestler, not in like, hey, I want to lay down with her. She's just too little. You know what I mean? Like, that. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. Like, it's not my words, but somebody might say, I like a petite girl or a petite woman.
Yeah.
It's like, how far do you go with that, though? Like, the Ariana Grande types is like, I mean,
it's,
like,
that's too... That's too far, man.
Shane's pretty and all, but like, aren't we looking at her like, baby doll, eat you something. Have something. Have a milkshake. Go get you one of them S's over there at Dunkin' Donuts from Sabrina.
She was great and wicked. That's all I can say.
Can't body shame. That's where it's like a fine line now.
I'm just saying, this is how you retort these things now. It's preference.
Can't say that either.
It's preference. That's all it is I prefer a little curve. And I hope they do too. I got Peronis.
Because you're going to wear it.
Is that what it's really called? Like, I only found out about it because of Bill Clinton.
The Peronis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about the cologne.
The curvature. Because that's the one thing one of the things I took from the Clinton scandal was, like, his was shaped like a banana.
I just don't know, like, which way the curve is. And if you ask some women, like Paige, the curve ain't a bad thing.
Well, it depends on which way. If the curve is that way... Good for her, bad for you. You're peeing in your face.
You'd have to flip around.
Yeah.
I don't point and laugh. I mean, if you're a little weird, that's okay.
You got to work with the curve.
But which way would you like the curve to go? Are you weird with your toilet paper too? Like the waterfall?
Yeah, I'm really weird with that. Mine is on top, not underneath.
Are you a folder or a water?
I do the little triangle.
Pitcher or catcher?
If I have house guests, I do fold the little toilet paper.
But if you have house guests, are you a pitcher or a catcher?
Both. Definitely the latter.
Both? My Lord, Paige.
Are you there this weekend?
What am I talking about?
Well, I'll tell you off the air. All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Monday.
So, I said this at the beginning of the show, and I want to do it without forgetting and getting home today. And like, oh, crap, I never talked about the thing. Because we were talking about the Royal Rumble.
You might have seen another one on the way to remind you.
Yeah. So, yesterday... I went to downtown Greenville, and I parked, and I'm walking up this this alley. The alley that goes up between the former City Hall and the Poinsett.
Nice.
And, I mean, that's like old school alley, so, like, you're catching all the... You're hearing all that noise come down the alley, and I'm like... I hear what I... as Matthew Whiteboy can only describe as mariachi music. That's what I heard. And it was so loud. Not like, loud, but it was so loud I thought there was like live music being performed.
Was the fountain still frozen? I hate to throw it in.
I did look. I had to walk right by because I went up a nosedive, and it was...
That's a nice little walk.
It was not frozen. It was a nice walk.
Like it was
bad going back, though. Especially after you eat.
I don't want to sidetrack it.
No. So... I said this earlier, I stopped for a split second to say, is it freaking Cinco de Mayo? This year is flew by that fast. And lo and behold, I'd walked right up into a protest. I had no idea that was going on.
Right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it.
Smack dab.
Got to sit there and watch the parade of...
Okay.
Lowriders.
And trucks and neon and.
Were they jumping the cars?
I didn't see any bouncing. I think they'd get you in downtown Greenville for that. But they were doing the horns like.
That's cool.
It's annoying as hell.
They catch you for noise too, or they're supposed to.
So they were lowriders.
Well, it was a protest. They were not all of them were lowriders. The one that had the booming system was like it sounded like a live band was performing. I text Fatboy and I was like, "Hey, do you know anything that's going on?" Because Fatboy is the
he knows.
Yeah. He does.
He's the man about
he
town.
He keeps up with all that stuff. I'm like. Do you know anything going on in downtown Greenville? He's like, the protest? I'm like, Jesus Christmas. I didn't know I was walking into this.
Yeah, and buddy. It seems like to be a hotbed of activity down there in the past couple of years whenever there's a protest.
I was down there 3 years ago, and the Black Lives Matter one, it was on a Sunday as well.
Yeah.
And it was, it's like...
Is that the one where the lady got slammed down? We saw that one, and I can't remember which one that was.
In front of the Hyatt?
Yore down a little bit. It might have been women's rights or one of those. She got, like, thrown to the ground.
What are those protests?
Gosh. Yeah. That's terrible.
And so I start to, like, look up. Here's my first thought. I'm just being very transparent with everybody. My first thought was, it's Cinco de Mayo. And then I realized, no, it's still January. Yeah. It's still January. I was like, well... It's got to be about the mass deportations of with ICE and all that. And I was right. But this is what really, and I'm throwing it out there right now. Tell me if I'm wrong. That's one thing I'm approachable about. If I say or do something wrong, I can honestly admit it. I won't keep saying it over and over again and try to make people think what I said was true. I don't usually work that way. But... Apparently, it was because a couple days ago in Greenville, a Mexican national was indicted by a grand jury, like a federal grand jury, in Greenville after being arrested for DUI and domestic violence and on multiple occasions, and then entering the country illegally and deported three different times. So, like,
wow.
What's the protest of?
You don't really have much of a leg to stand
like,
on.
What, like, I'm coming at that in complete, like, ignorance, I suppose. I mean, I just, like, what? Are you kidding me?
It's people not doing research, not knowing.
And also everyone who has done it the right way that did that hard struggle. Because I know someone in the Charlotte area that... I know of them. I know someone that knows them, and they cost them a lot of money and a lot of tests that had to be taken and stuff, and a lot of probably crap they didn't want to deal with. But they went through it and they got it the right way, and then, but then they it seems so. I wanted to say to some of the people yesterday, why do you? If you did it the right way, or what, let's not even say the right way, the legal way, because who wants to say what's right and wrong, the legal way. Mm-hmm. Why are you standing up for them? Like, because you in the mix now. Like, if you did it the right way, we are all Americans. I mean, you can have your history and your ethnicity and celebrate the hell out of that stuff. But then when you're involved, when you become the fiber of America in this melting pot that we are, why are you then still leaning on the side of the other side? Like, you in with us now, I thought.
See, I was thinking I was too cynical thinking about it that way, but I'd be the same way.
I really, like, especially for those that, like, had to go, I get it. I'm not ignorant. I get how hard that would be and how people would be mean. And yeah, I get that. I'm not saying it's right. I just get it. But then to say this guy... who is beat the hell out of women. He's gotten DUIs. So let's say you don't care about women get beat up. Let's say you care about DUIs. He's doing both of those. And it's happened multiple times. And he's been kicked out of the country three times. So on the fourth time, suddenly, you know what? Don't separate families. He was beating them up.
I wonder if they knew that or they didn't care and just did it anyway just to... Some people like to flex that muscle, though.
They were definitely, it was, that's a great question. It was absolutely a younger crowd. I mean, like, absolutely a younger crowd, meaning 20s and below. I mean, like, I didn't see any, like, older people there.
The Black Lives Matter protest in 2020 really opened my eyes to the way protesting works in this country now. It doesn't affect change. It didn't then. That all cycled out. Now, people talk about police reform and, you know, defunding police.
Yeah.
All that stuff never really materialized on a, like, a big scale. I'm not for it either way. But I'm saying, like, the stuff that they thought was going to come of it never really came of it. It cycled out.
Right.
There was misappropriations on both sides with Black Lives Matter.
The charity itself. Yeah.
With other organizations.
Yeah.
See, it seems like such a waste of time to do all this.
I just, I don't know. I was reading some of the signs, you know, and, like,
it's just odd to be around when it's going on.
Like, one of the signs, and I'm just being very verbatim as to what this, the sign says, we built your homes and now you want us to leave your country. First of all, I don't think it's you. You wouldn't be here identifying yourself right now as an illegal.
Yeah.
So you're siding with someone, and I get it. Don't separate. I have 1,000% empathy and sympathy and all those words for someone whose family member is going to have to go back to the old country or whatever country or Guantanamo. But it's illegal.
I'm not dying on somebody else's hill. And there are a lot of people that want to do that now.
And also, now that you're in the mix with us, and I'm saying that not in a cruel way. It sounds it. I know it does. But when you're in the mix, you become a citizen of this country. We then have to agree, we don't want to pay everybody else's way through life. We don't want to just be, we have sympathy for people, but we don't want to pay for their lives when our own lives are in maybe disarray as far as finance and stuff goes. So Now that you're in the mix with us and you're a real American, like Hogan's Beer, you're a real American, why do you want to continue to pay for, I feel the same way about wars that we're paying for. Because I feel the same way about the border that we don't have.
What it comes down to is racial profiling, and they don't want that to have these ICE raids hit every city.
Why?
But that's what they want.
I know what they, but why? Why?
There are more people that want to see, take on the cause as a whole just because, you know, they have that in common. They're like, I don't agree with it. I'm not going to defend every, you know, it's a bad example. White man for across the board, just generically.
Hell no!
Because I'm a white dude too. Like,
I won't pray for you unless you tell me what it's you want me to pray for. Yeah. Like unanswered or those kind of whatever they are, anonymous prayers.
Like so, there are people that will sacrifice that, which I don't get.
So say some family member comes over first, and then they try to get their wives or somebody over the border, and that's how it's done. The people want asylum; they're leaving some horrible place. So I see both sides to the story.
Yeah, but
I understand what it's like to being undocumented, and there's other people that do the, you know, they go through the immigration process and wait.
How do you know?
How do I know the people that have?
How do you know what that feels like, though?
I didn't say how it feels. I just said I understand what people are saying, and
yeah, that's exactly what I said. But it's illegal. And there's no leg to stand on with that. It is illegal, and to say otherwise is foolish. And it's not like this is some big surprise either. I mean, he said it, and y'all voted it.
If you look into it and do the research, they really are targeted. I don't know how they're finding these people, but they're finding them, and it's targeted. It's not really some, you know, big, broad, general sweep and
we know. Hope for the best. I mean, we talked about it the other day. Like, it's cell phones. It's the one thing that no one can put down and get away from is cell phones, and especially when it's paid for when it's presidential phones. They know. I mean, it's
something's going on when they locate all those Trinidad Aragua guys from Colorado to New York City and then swoop them all up.
And it's the same process that's been there, but the previous. I don't want to turn it political. It will get that way, but like it's always been easy to find, and now you've got somebody who's like, we're going to quit talking and we're going to do it.
In the fact
and
that
this guy who's why you would go protest for a man who beat up his better half and his wife or girlfriend multiple times and drove drunk and then got deported three times. Now we want to get this guy in this country? Hell no. Like, put him on a Viking's funeral. Light that boat on fire and send him out into the damn Atlantic.
These people got to quit feeding the bigger narrative just because, you know, you have that in common. Like, well, I'm doing the, you know, my people a favor by protesting. And, like, you're not.
You're not. You're really not.
And really, what the system is broken, and they need to go after the people that do the tours to get, well, I'm trying to think of what they're called.
Coyotes.
Where they're bringing them in. The paths and miles and miles and miles of whatever the country they're going through to get to this country.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that should be held accountable too.
Hard to get them.
Well,
it's hard to get the coyotes.
This is crazy. Wow, some of y'all have some interesting texts. I won't read them live on the radio because I value my job.
It's crazy how people pick a seat. You just won't look at the situation at hand. You just pick a broad, just, you know, whole general side.
It's very odd, isn't it? Very odd. What's up to the Asheville texters this morning? I see the area code, I'm assuming. They just don't. There's a handful of people in Asheville that hate our guts, but listen every day.
Come on.
And it's true what they say about that. Like, I used to think it was a bunch of crap that people just didn't do well in ratings would say. They say, well, they talk about it, they're still going to listen. But, like, they do.
They really
it's
do.
It's so wild.
And we're
so
talking
wild.
About you.
I know that people listen because they hate me, and that's the reason why they listen. So hate away. Love it.
Well, speaking of that, headlines.
Hate
what are you
me
working
more.
On in the Plex?
Hate me today. Science has proved that your mom is right. I'll tell you why next.
I told you.
Don't you go blind.
Don't you question me.
A man grows hair on the palm of his hand and goes blind.
It's true.
Next. All right, we'll find out about that. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. I'm Paige, and we begin a little conversation about one of my favorite subjects, science. And your mom was right. And if your mother ever said, Don't scratch that. Well, there was a reason for it. And that reminds me of when I had chickenpox. Oh. My mother would scream, don't you pick at that. Don't you scratch that. Stop.
You will get shingles.
It's going to happen. It's in your body.
Yep.
I will get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you had chickenpox.
How bad was... Did you have chickenpox?
I had twice.
How bad was it? Did you have...
I was too young to remember.
I had twice. I mean, it was like... It was so bad that I have a scar on the bottom of my foot.
Wow.
I had them on my feet. I couldn't even walk. I remember the doctor saying it was one of the worst cases he'd ever seen. And I had it twice. I'm going to get double shingles.
You're going to get it worse.
I'm going to get an awning. I'm going to get vinyl siding. Vinyl siding.
Squared.
Do they have that in other parts of the country? Vinyl siding?
I think they do. Awning. They got awnings at least.
Awnings. Vinyl siding.
Let me get an arbor.
Hi. Vinyl sidings by Michael.
Let me get an arugula, whatever you call it.
Arugula? Pergola.
Pergola.
Who the fuck?
Arugula is like, isn't that like a...
That's like one of those sun decks that like don't really have a roof on it.
Yeah, it's got like, it's just nice. Something to wrap the ivy around. It's got holes up top.
Pergola.
Spring mix.
You just have like the canopy that you can close on the pergola. All right, so this new study found that your mom was right when she said, don't scratch that itchy rash.
I always heard you'd spread it. Like if it's on your fingers and...
Make it worse.
Well, it's bad for you, but it makes you feel so much better because you're just... You've got to scratch that itch. But you don't want to like... cause any bacteria to go all over and spread the rash. So researchers at the University of Pittsburgh finally figured it out, and they say there actually is one benefit to itching the rash. They assume that scratching felt good. There must be some sort of evolutionary reason why you wanted to do that. So they used allergens to give mice a rash on their ear and found out exactly what happens when you itch. Some of the mice were allowed to scratch it while others weren't, and one group wore a cone around their neck, like the cone of shame that you put on your pet.
On a little mouse?
Little mouse cone of shame.
That was cute.
Do we still match up? Like, is that the closest thing we match up to now as far as testing goes?
I thought it was pigs.
I thought it'd be something else by now. Instead of rats.
Like clones.
Monkey seems like it'd be closer. Oh. Chimpanzees.
You know they found all those monkeys and brought them back in South Carolina.
I don't believe that.
All of them?
Yes.
There's no way. Unless they had them tracked somehow.
There's no rogue monkey that I can take and adopt and bring in.
Wouldn't you have kept? I feel like somebody kept one. Maybe somebody with a lot of land. Like, I'm not giving this monkey back.
I wouldn't. So this monkey's on my property and this monkey
I would protest that.
I'd join you on that one.
Let the monkeys go home.
Yeah, let them live. Let them be free and happy monkeys.
Keep it in the attic?
No.
This is how Planet of the Apes started. Couple of them get out.
He would be a part of
the family.
Lay
down with the daughter of man.
Yep. Become one with the human race, and then that's where it starts.
I would dress the monkey in various outfits that I would find on Amazon, like my dog, and they would be really cute if they got along.
That's what's going to maybe cause an uproar is going to be the pets. They're going to fight back wearing clothes.
Stop it, crazy
wearing football
lady.
Jerseys. They're not even a Clemson fan. They don't even know what football is.
They're more exotic pets now than ever, and it's going to not be a good mix when they fight back. Now, what if the monkey's misbehaving, Paige? Would you
shock the monkey?
Misbehaving, like with how? Sassing me?
Sassing you?
Be a pilot?
What do you mean sassing you? like throwing banana
back,
peels at
back,
you?
Like, you know,
talking back.
Beating its chest and like saying.
Jesus Christ.
Going wrong.
You see the way she did. Don't do that to yourself. You almost punched yourself in the face.
I know. I thought you were going to break both wrists.
The freaking, she hit herself in the chest like a monkey, and her hand popped back up and hit herself in the face. We got some trampoline boobies.
You're like first
real.
Buddy trying
they're
to
real.
Sleep.
They're just kind of, you know.
The alliteration was there. I wanted to say it, but I couldn't.
All right. So anyways, back to the monkey. I've always wanted a pet monkey. I don't know.
I was kind of curious about one. I can't care for one. I don't know how they live.
No.
Do you have to watch it 24/7? Like
I wouldn't feel comfortable being asleep in the room with.
What are you afraid? He's going to put a thing.
Rip my face off.
He'd bite you.
Well, that one in Connecticut was on Xanax when he did
that. I thought it was in Lilana.
That was a chimpanzee. That wasn't like a little tiny monkey.
I think it was a gorilla on cocaine.
Okay.
God, have you seen that one yet?
Yeah, gorilla.
She just ripped her
cocaine
skin
gorilla?
Off.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I can't handle that.
I didn't know the gorillas were herbivores till yesterday. Like, if you throw a gorilla a steak, he ain't going to eat it.
I did not know that they just ate plants.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, herbivores.
Bananas, well, that makes sense.
I was looking at zoos. I'm like, which zoos in the United States have pandas? And there's only two now that have pandas. Because I thought about seeing a panda, but I can't because it's San Diego and D.C. are the only two.
Pandas are cute.
Then I was like, what does Atlanta have that's local? And then, look, they have gorillas. And it's like, gorillas are herbivores. I'm like, what? Then why did they kill Harambe? He wasn't going to eat that kid.
No, he's just... That's a temper, I guess.
Maybe the kid was a vegetarian.
Plant.
It's like, it's a plant-based kid. I eat that kid. His parents only let him eat asparagus and broccoli. I can eat him.
So back to the rash story. Scratching also reduced the amount of staph bacteria on their skin.
Well, so makes sense.
If you want to scratch.
Don't do it. That's where you put the, what do you call it? Benadryl, the pink stuff.
Camphophonique.
That's it. Put it on there.
So basically,
you got ringworm and tetter.
Scratching off some of the staph infection could potentially help protect you from more serious issues.
So yes or no? Scratch or no? A little bit.
A little bit.
Not all of it.
I would be careful with the skin that you don't hurt yourself, and you know.
I think you rub it against somebody you don't like.
Irritated.
Right on their neck. So I'm getting MRSA on you.
MRSA.
Yeah. Right in your neck fat.
Staph infection in your tummy.
I'm rubbing my rash on your sweaty neck fat.
Staph MRSA, baby. No, I don't have it, but I mean, if you were going to do that and pass it on, you'd be an aggressive person.
Yeah, knowingly, for sure. Yeah, right. Yeah, slightly, in fact.
Arguably a dick, maybe, you know. Arguably not a good person.
All right. Well, headlines brought to you by Gosling
What?
Electric. I'm paging those U.S. guys' headlines. I'm going home.
Ha ha! Wow. Paige, it's not easy. Some would say it's hard. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.